Mercer speaking.
Senator Russell Long.
Thank you. Just a moment.
Hello?
Senator Russell Long, I know.
I wanted to thank you for that wonderful victory on the tax bill. You just really outdid yourself. I saw all your Louisiana folks morning. I told him you was the greatest man in New.
Well, don't be kind of.
No, but you did a wonderful job. Just 20 votes against it. Now, you go in that conference and get it sacked up. We're losing $30 million a day. That withholding out of that economy, and I ought to have a good year so I can get reelected.
Well, as you know, we got together with Wilbur Mills. We agreed we'd start the conference at 10:30 on Monday morning. And Harry Berg will not be there, so I'll vote his proxy. That'll move along a little bit faster. Anderson wanted to be on the conference, so we had to add Bennett to go along with that to be Harry's ideas. But I don't think it's any real problem. In other words, I think that if I'm voting Harry's proxy, the two tough ones we can get right down to and settle. And then the rest of them, I think, should go pretty easy. But the trouble is, I don't think that we're going to have a quorum after maybe 4 o'clock on Tuesday. And so I doubt we could get the conference report agreed to that soon. But anyway, I think
Well, you don't know. You might agree on it Monday. You can't tell. You go in there. What do you got? Your rough one's a gasoline tax, isn't it?
I don't know.
And that's the only one.
I think the rough one is capital gain.
Mm-hmm.
See, that bill is subject to the charge at the rich man's bill if you take the House provision on capital gain. I think Wilbur Mills is going to try to go along with us and take it our way.
Yeah.
And so that'll make it a very good bill. It'll have good proportion to it if we do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a key to look at, you might think about it as John McClellan with that amendment he offered.
I'll look
at it. That was a public amendment on the other side. I told old John that what this amendment seeks to do is to have us fellows in the Finance Committee tell you people on the Appropriations Committee how you should exercise your business. I said, after all, the whole thing would be no problem if you thought on the appropriation we'd quit spending more money than we guys on the finance can raise. And I said, now how can I tell Carl Hayden how to do his business? He was here several years before I was born on this planet. And so when I said, how can I tell Alan Ellis? So I got down to John McClellan. I said, well, now here's a great statesman who's qualified to be president himself, John McClellan of Arkansas. I said, I've never had him seek my advice on how he should discharge his responsibilities. I said, I'd get him out just forced by resolution of the Senate, tell him how to do business. I would, about all I could say is that your conscience be your guide.
You're wonderful. I'm going to Texas, and I'll see you Monday.
Fine, sir.
Thank you.
Welcome.